Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Girlhood. I'm here with your other host,
Kayla Eidman, and we have a special guest today, everyone. This is...
Introduce yourself.
I'm Lydia.
She's really excited about
She's very excited of being in the podcast.
So let us start by talking about our morning.
So today, we, oh gosh, there's going to be a lot of laughing in this, like,
already. Yeah, we already know.
So, today we went out to breakfast at this place. I forgot what it's called.
Egg Harbor. It's pretty good, actually.
And, the waiter really did have the hots for Lydia. He kind of...
Well, he started talking to me about my glasses.
And he was, like, all up in the...
He bent down. He was, like, all in my face. I was like, okay. And then then I was taking a picture of them. And he comes, he comes and he's like on top of Lydia. It's kind of weird, but.
I felt very violated.
She was like, oh, okay.
I didn't know what was going on.
He was like, hurry. I was like, I'm going. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
It's featured on all of our stories.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe we'll have our Snapchats. No. Well, do you want to say your Snapchat?
Okay, add me, yes, because I need views. Softball. 03088
So add her on Snap. Well, so today we're gonna have a good discussion. I can tell because we met Lydia a while ago, but we got closer this year because, like, you know, softball once again tied the knot right there.
Came back with that. Always the clutch. Softball's always clutch.
Then new friendships.
Always pulls
And Lydia embarrassed me in softball.
Because
I was like, okay, so we were the youngest there. So a lot of the older girls, I was like, dang, they're so cool. And there's a lot of the girls that were like a year older than us that I was like, whoa, they're really cool. And Lydia is a year older than us, so she knew all of them. And Lydia decides to go and tell one of them that I think she's really cool, and that I think I was really embarrassed. And she said this right in front of me.
Wait,
to
who?
Her.
No names, basis.
No names, disclaimer. No. Wait, who was it?
I thought she was so cool. And, like, and she fucking tells her in front of me.
You turn red.
I turned red and I was like, stop talking. And that was that.
And she was like, aw.
I hope she likes me.
Yeah, she does. Trust me.
Did she actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm so scared.
Josie's like, she's so scary, but she's so, like,
she's
cool.
She's so intimidating, but she's so cool. Yeah. And I want to be like that.
She's so pretty. I'm like, how?
She's got it like...
Anyway. So our topic, we don't really have a topic, really, but, like, our topic... Wait.
What we're going to be trying to focus on today is societal norms and society and all that. Because, you know, there's a lot of different norms, I feel like, nowadays, and I feel like it's changed a lot over the years.
What is it called? What's that, like, word?
Stereotypes?
Yes.
I was like, what?
I'm just like, current.
I was like, current.
Okay. So,
I have to go to bathroom before I start cleaning.
No. That was Mama Chiana right there.
We always got someone to
We always have someone interrupting. We can't have a quiet.
I had my brother last time that we got.
We had your mom last time too, and your dog.
Yeah. I guess my house is worse.
So.
You win.
But yes, I'm sure my mom will interrupt more in the future.
To me. What? Okay. Go on.
Tea.
Oh god, that's not a thing anymore, Lydia.
It is a thing.
No, it is not.
Dude, my mom says it.
Okay, she's that's like, how you know it's not a thing anymore. If your mom says it, then.
Okay.
My mom's cool though.
Everyone likes my mom.
I love your
like
mom.
Me.
Your mom, Kayla, why is your drink by me and my drink away from me?
Okay,
they spelled your name. They spelled your name the wrong way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know. There's a lot of difference. Like one society norm that's kind of weird is how like guys shouldn't cry in like public.
Or any time.
Shouldn't cry.
Or no, they feel like obligated to hide their feelings.
Yeah.
It's not tough.
Because it's like, you gotta be like a man.
Yeah.
And then it's like, for girls, it's like, okay, girls, I feel like you can't, like, you have to wear a dress to a fancy event. Otherwise, you look lesbian. You
know? Oh, dude, guess what? Sorry. This is on topic, but off topic. I got my homecoming thing. And it's a romper, not a dress. Because I hate dresses.
I hate dresses, too.
I think so. Every girl hates dress. I have not met a girl that's like, dresses are my shit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god.
Well, because like I man spread, you know, I sit like that, and I can't do that in a dress.
You know what's really
annoying?
I always
do that. My mom's like, close your legs.
Yeah.
You know what's really annoying?
She's like,
you
sit like a lady.
You know what's really annoying is sitting between two guys in the back of Lydia's car on the way home from Great America, and them both freaking man spreading and hurting me. That happened.
I wonder who that is. No names.
Why?
Because that happened.
We're on a no-name basis.
Sorry.
Because that happened on the way home from Great America. My legs, my knees ran into each other.
Like, why did you go to the back?
I didn't want to, but they were like, Josie, you're small. Sit in the middle.
That's true.
And I'm like...
It was either me or Charlie, so I mean...
No-name basis.
Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. I mean, sorry...
Billy, Bob, Joan.
Anyway, so another like, what is it called? Society.
Society like, norm.
There's a lot of stereotypes. Like, I feel like if you're in a group, you have to, like, groups. That's, like, one thing. Like,
you
gotta be in a group.
That matches you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, no diversity.
And you gotta fit yourself to be in it, I feel like.
Also, like, girls have to, like, have... I feel like a big stereotype. Like, girls don't have to have long hair. Even though we all have long hair sitting here.
Yeah, right unless it's...
Yeah.
Unless
I mean,
yeah, we all have
but it's like... Okay, it's on the floor. This podcast is literally going to be us talking for 2 minutes and then Lydia dying of laughter on the floor. She's laying down on my... Oh no, Lydia!
The way you said it.
Lydia, maybe the podcast life isn't your kind of life. I feel like you should start a YouTube channel.
All I said was transgender, and you started dying.
That was the way you said it.
I said transgender.
Oh,
she's cackling.
I'm gonna snort.
Okay, so. Oh no.
I'm cool.
You can?
I'm cool. I'm good.
Okay, what's another society norm?
So, let's see. Wait.
I think one could be, well, one thing that changed is. Just, like, the way people dress now. Because I feel like now girls...
Oh, girls always wore dresses.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day. Like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
their thing.
Like, you couldn't wear pants.
It
was considered
like,
wrong.
It was, like, too manly and, like, wrong and not, like,
dude,
more
I would
feminine.
Die. If we had to wear... That's, like, I don't know how these Catholic girl schools do it.
With the
oh,
skirts.
Yeah, like, the private schools. They
I don't
wear.
Know how they do that. But Montini doesn't do that. Montini, everyone has to wear pants. Like, good girls can't even wear dresses or skirts.
But
which
I
I'd rather wear.
On the
I'd rather wear skirts than the.
Ew, those are so
disgusting
ugly.
Black dress pants that flare at the
so,
bottom.
Those are so uncomfortable. Oh my god. Anyway, another one. I don't know. Is like if you do sports, you have to hang out with like sporty people.
Not necessarily.
But like.
Well,
I feel
know.
Like.
Back in the day, there were, like, I know just from, like, my parents talking when they were in high school, it was, like, literally, like, groups of people. Just, like, different groups, like,
mm-hmm.
the nerds, then there's the jocks, then there's like the theater popular people. And so now it's
the band geeks.
It's become more mixed, I feel like, but it's also because our I feel like because we go to a school where it's like diverse and stuff.
Well, our
there's
school,
a lot of different
our school is very like, if you want to do it, just freaking do it.
Yeah,
who cares?
No one really cares.
But I like, don't know. Some schools I don't know how like your how's your grade with bullying? Is there
oh yeah, we're in different grades, by the way. Lydia's
a
year older.
I'm a junior, no flex, but
yeah, have fun with those ACTs and SATs and all that. All
right, well, who's going to be a senior when I'm gone?
And still not have their driver's license.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's my grade with bullying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think there is any?
There's not? Okay. If there is, it's never in person. Like, my grade never says anything to anybody else's, like, face.
Okay.
You know? It's all over social media. Like, those... the YOLO apps, the lips.
YOLO?
Like, it's all over
I
that
I
stuff.
Can't even post half of the stuff people swipe
I know.
Up on my account with.
That's another thing about, like, society now, because we all have these, like,
phones,
anonymous...
these ways to, like...
to, like,
freaking hurt
shit.
Someone.
Yeah.
But, like, for my YOLO, I don't... I did it, like, 3 times, and now I don't even know if I want to do it anymore, because I did it, and, like, there's, like, so many people swiping up. Not even, like, throwing shit at me, but throwing shit at my friends, too. Like, there are people who swiped up was like, why are you friends with so-and-so? They're a bitch. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Chill.
I'm like, dog.
I just did a YOLO yesterday.
And a lot
and
of people,
still, like, in the
a lot
of
people
them.
Were swiping up with advice from you. How does that make you
I
feel?
I felt like a therapist. I was like, oh my God, I feel loved. But then another thing was also swiping up with a certain... dude.
Someone.
Specific person.
Someone.
So, well, I was gonna swipe up with my issues and see what you said and see
really?
If you knew who I was, but I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have helped you. I would have texted me.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, that's not the topic today.
It's not the topic. I guess we're going back on the...
You know
yeah, it's probably for the best.
You know we're going to go on to that topic, like...
later on.
A little bit more.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know. What do you guys think about dating now?
Oh, God. It's so pointless. Okay.
No one...
No, it's not
go
real
ahead,
dating anymore.
Yeah, it's not even like dating.
I have an old-fashioned way of dating.
I like that old-fashioned way.
Like, my
I want a boy to ask me out. Like, we don't have to be girlfriend and boyfriend yet, but we could go on a first
yes.
date, and we could
like,
experience that.
Nobody goes on dates anymore.
And people think, like, we're not going to go on a date unless we're boyfriend and girlfriend, because
yeah.
that's weird. But no, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to go on a few dates before you're official.
Yeah.
Like, if a dude would, like, ask me out, I'd want to go on a few dates with them before we consider ourselves dating,
yeah.
you know? If you just say, like, hey, want to go out with me, and then we never go out on a date, you're not dating that person.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally doing nothing. And that's where, like, the school relationships come in, and you think seeing them on a daily basis at school is, like, dating. When
but
it's
not. It's not the same thing.
And then summer comes, and you wonder why you break up. Like, dude.
The guy should ask you, they should be like, do you want to go on a date with me? And then once, like, you know that you like them
like,
or whatever, or, like,
what?
It's mutual,
yeah.
then you could be like, we're girlfriend and boyfriend.
That,
but,
I
like
the old-fashioned kind of way.
But I haven't seen that in a long time.
I've never been, like, asked on a date like that.
Oh, yeah,
I've always
either.
Been asked, like, do you want to
be my girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or do you want to start dating? And then we'll, like, go hang out. But it's not, like, a date. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's
not like
different.
Taking on a date.
Have you been taking on a date?
Okay. My date was to Yorktown.
Mall?
Yeah. Ooh. Mostly because of food, and I love food. But, I mean, I've never been taken on a date, like a...
like to
know,
the
I'm
movies.
Not, yeah, like a movie
or like a
date,
dinner.
A dinner date. I've never been taken out like that.
Yeah. I wish.
Dude. There's like this song where it's like, your
boys.
Mom can pick us up. And I could drop you off, and, like,
yeah.
we can go on a date. I was like, no one does that anymore.
Because it's like, you see these movies, and it's like...
That's another thing, a stereotype to, like, a movie. Like, you think it's gonna... Oh, my God. I saw this thing. on Instagram. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of everything right now. I saw this thing on Instagram, and it's like, shout out to like High School Musical and like all these high school movies that made us think like that high school was a kissing good booth. Thing. Yeah,
that's a really big one. Was the kissing booth? I think recently. Ooh. I saw this post on Instagram. Hold on, I saved it. Let me pull it up really fast. Oh, I just, like, cracked my neck. Oh.
That's cute.
And it says, like, this... Okay, now we're getting on the topic of feelings. But it says, we should have left each other alone if this was how it was gonna turn out. And, and it kind of just, like, hit home, man.
Dude, Visco?
We were talking about that.
We were talking about that. We talked about how it kind of turned toxic. It's a rip.
Dude, it gets my hopes up.
For real.
But, you know, I see that because it's like, people, like, are like, oh, I want to start talking to this girl or I want to start talking to this guy just so I could have someone to like and talk about. And it's like, if you're going to do that, just leave them alone because it's not worth their time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even worth your time to do that. Like, let stuff flow. That's one thing that no one does anymore is let stuff chill and just let it happen.
Well, I'm constantly worried about what other people are going to think of them.
Yeah.
Like, what are people going to think if I date this person? And
yes.
Like, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, I had that issue in the middle of the year. And in, like, the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I didn't want to date, like, these two people I had a thing with. I didn't want to date them because I was worried what other people were going to say. And yeah. Then I didn't. And then I was like, oh, well, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
I don't do that.
Must be nice.
I used to do it, but, like, now I just don't really care.
Here's my, like, motto.
YOLO it.
And I just don't care about
anything.
You just
gotta full send your balls. You won't.
I used to, like, care about what other... We were talking about this, too, the other day, like, caring about what other people think. Yeah. And, like, how you do it more than I do.
I
like, I used to do it a lot, like, all through middle school.
I've always done it.
That's
it's a big ish.
Someone said that I was losing myself.
I don't know why I put a pause in doing that. No, because so
apparently
like,
I lost my. But anyway.
Yeah.
No names.
Kayla's. Let me just update you because you guys probably don't know what's happening there. But this kid said Kayla.
Don't say it.
You already did.
No, I didn't. I said it very quietly. You can't hear it.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Have you ever lost yourself? Like, do you guys consider, what was, like,
I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, can you clarify?
I don't know, was there ever, like, a part in your life where it's, like, you knew you weren't acting like you normally do, or you just, like, went off the rails? Like, you just were, like, fuck.
Like, rebellious-wise? Or, like, just, I'm a very innocent person.
Me too.
Kayla.
Oh,
you can hear crickets. No, but like, I don't know if it's like losing myself, but I noticed that I wasn't being who I like actually was, mm-hmm. trying to impress a person. And then I realized that I was like, dude, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And so I just.
That's when you started not doing whatever you want. Like, you don't care about anything.
I don't know if I think 8th grade was a rough year because I was... That was when I actually started, like... I don't know. I feel like I started to... A lot of people started to know who I was better in 8th grade.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
And it kind of, like... I feel like that's how it was for most people, though, because it was, like, 8th grade. Everyone's like, you...
8th grade.
Let's get on top of the school. It's like, no, you're at the bottom still. But I feel like a lot of people started to, like, know my name, and it was really weird. Because it was, like, this year, especially on my birthday, there's people saying happy birthday to me on Snapchat who I've never talked to before. I'm like, who?
Thanks.
Who are you?
I was like, thank you? But, like, I don't like that kind of attention. I don't know, it kind of felt...
There's a lot of people who, like, text me privately, and they're like, I know we don't talk, but, like, happy birthday. I hope you have a great day. I was like, who are you? Like, I'd be like, it's who like, are you?
You don't realize who knows who you are.
Who until, knows like, of you.
Or knows of you until your birthday.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to think about.
Because it's like, there are kids, like, at my middle school, our middle school, we all went to the same one, but,
I thought it said for real. Schmen.
The E fell off. Leave me alone. That was for my softball mom.
No, I know, but, like, for real.
Softball. That's when you know you've been on your phone too much. You're using slang too for much.
Oh, I saw it when I was in Arizona. We drove past a Del Taco, and I thought of free Chewbacca too. Sorry. Okay.
But I feel like in eighth grade, I kind of confused myself.
But then popped off.
And then freshman year, I met a lot of people.
Okay. Popped on.
Okay.
All right, sorry. Go
ahead. Sorry, there's freshman so many jokes
year,
possible. Jokes.
Freshman year, I met a lot of people. What did you say? Anyway, so did you meet anybody new this year? But that wasn't like a freshman?
You're like, aren't.
So how, speaking of your grade, is there a certain boy that's been bothering you recently? A certain boy who said, like, they knew you a little said better in person
maybe
if you were a little closer in person, you might as would be dating or something like that?
She's gonna cry.
I don't know, I was just wondering, you know, it's a casual thing that happens often, you know. Guys too afraid to come up to you and talk to you in person, but... Stop. I don't think this person likes me anyways.
This kid. No, but he's such... I'm gonna start crying. No, okay. He's such a great dude, though. Like, he would never try to intentionally hurt someone, you know?
As most normal people would.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't, like... he doesn't, like... He goes out of his way to make sure that, like, people are okay. And, like... I don't know, the one thing that stuck out to me with this dude, was that he didn't jump into a relationship right away. He was like, I want to get to know you better first. And I was like,
see?
Dude, okay, bet. And then it just, like, never worked. I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god, me too. Oh my god, me too. Wow.
Not calling anyone out. Sorry. No names.
No names, basis.
This dude is gonna know that we're talking about him.
He's not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
He's not gonna watch it.
You wanna bet?
Actually, can he watch it?
No, okay.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm sorry that I Snapchatted you about Lydia for like a month.
Hey. I'm sorry that I yelled your name in the hallway and then Josie locked eyes with you.
I waved. Yeah. I waved to him.
And
he waved to me.
And then I turned around.
He waved to me.
And then I sat in the corner and cried because I was so
He waved to me. He was like, damn, Josie's so cool. Honestly, I might just date Lydia because she's friends with Josie. And that way I can...
Like, I'll date Josie instead.
I'm... No. Not my type. Not my type.
Oh, so you have a type now.
I figured out my type.
Which means... No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
We were literally talking about this 2 days ago.
No. I figured out my type.
Alright, what is it?
Fuck boys.
Just kidding. Okay. That's all.
I'm kidding. I don't know, actually. I don't have a type.
Exactly.
But Sammy's not that. Oh, shit. Okay, we're back. I'm sorry I said your name. Anyway, we just were filming something. Basically, we just filmed something, but then Lydia said where we go to school, and I got scared that some crazy person was gonna attack our school, so yeah. We deleted that segment. So basically, to catch you up to date, we were just talking about if we would ever ask out a guy on a date.
And me and Lydia said, yeah.
And I said, not right now, because I can't even ask girls to hang out because I'm scared.
Okay, that's like me though.
Someone's gonna hate me and be like, no, you stupid. I don't wanna be rejected.
You stupid bitch. I don't wanna hang out with you. I'm just kidding. I'm hanging out right now. Just kidding.
gonna eat the strawberries?
Yes.
Oh.
She got so upset. Yes. Oh. Okay.
But I think, I don't know.
But it's not like the society norm to, for the girl to ask the boy.
Dude, I want to go on a date now.
So do I.
Someone has to go on an actual, like.
Yeah, someone.
Like an actual.
I'll drop my snap,
me,
too. Guys.
Just like me and a guy and, like, just, like, having fun. Like, we don't even have to, like, do anything. Just, like, bonding, you know? Because that's what a date originally. My parents didn't kiss on their first date.
Yeah.
My parents hugged.
That's normal.
Because that was
that's normal.
Back then, you didn't.
I wish it could be like that still, but everyone like.
Everyone in our school is such a
fuckboy. Horny motherfucker.
Our grade's really bad. With guys.
Yeah.
Our grade's so bad.
No I do hate, though.
No names.
Can't say that anymore. Sorry, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Not my issue.
What do you mean?
Never talked
to him
in my life, except for saying his name.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Lydia, back to what you were saying.
No, my grade, I don't think my grade, no, my grade isn't bad with dating. We're pretty good with that, I think. At least, like, with the people that I know.
We're in a relationship.
Yeah. They're, like.
You guys have a lot of sturdy couples, because a lot of them have been dating for a while.
Yeah, we have a lot of, like year relationships or whatever, I think.
Which is understandable why we don't, because we just started meeting people. But there's a lot of longer relationships in our grade, too. Like, it's been, like, 7 to 9
there's
months.
There's a few,
that have dated, like, the whole school year.
Mm-hmm. Can't relate.
Hashtag single gang.
Single game,
I just put the
single. Can't worry about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friends. Shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DMs. One man great to the. Okay, we're done. Okay, we're done. It's too much. It's too much.
I'm lost.
You don't know that song?
No.
Oh.
Why did you. You just said the same thing for a good minute.
I want to go on an actual date. Like, I want to.
Someone
like,
please.
Like, I want to, like.
Triple date.
Someone ask us out.
Leave three guys application, please.
I like, go to the movies.
If you don't sing Disney songs with me, I don't want you.
I
want to,
like,
sorry.
Go to the movies. And. Then we get freaking froyo after or something. I don't know.
Go to, like, dinner.
Because I feel like you can't just go to the movies on first date because you're not knowing.
Yeah, you're not talking. You're not talking to them.
I feel like for movies, I don't know if I would want that to be my first date. I kind of want, like, to just go freaking get, like, ice cream or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Get ice cream or, like, just sit somewhere.
I really think one thing that would be cool. You know that place where it's like everyone goes to take like their photos and it's like these crazy rooms?
Like the happy place?
Yeah.
Stuff?
I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
But that's expensive. I bet you that's
expensive. Is it expensive?
I have no idea.
I heard. Because I was looking at tickets. Like you have to buy tickets for that.
Yeah, so then you already know it's a little.
Is there one like that now that's here?
But, like, what would you guys want to do on first date?
First date?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't go to a movie the first date, because I feel like you're just not talking the whole time, and then he's just going to want, like...
Cuddle
and, like, and do like, stuff.
Especially if you weren't talking before that.
Yeah, that'd be kind
of... Like,
bad,
if it's,
yeah.
like, you just asked out, like, someone, like...
You gotta get comfortable with them first.
I'd want to go for, like,
and I this has never happened to me.
Some frozen yogurt.
Yeah. I've never had, like, someone, like, want to hang out and just, like, I don't know. Like, a date, but, like, a hangout. And just, like, talk at dinner.
I don't think I have.
You know what I'm loving lately? Like, those things. I see them on Instagram all the time. It's, like, day one.
Of him trying to make him fall in love with me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, cute hangouts.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a date.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the videos at school.
Also, take me to Chick-fil-A, dude. I don't care. I go on a date.
You know what bothers me is when, like, the guys always pay for the girl. Like,
yeah, because I feel bad.
I feel bad even if it was, like, the first date. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I'd be like, you don't have to. Like, no, it's okay. Like, I can pay for it.
I have a job. I'm not broke. I'm like, no.
I don't have a job.
I think the first date, if they wanted to. I think, okay, would you ever, like, pay for a guy, though? Like, if they, let's say they do it the first date, would you get the second date?
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like it shouldn't, because you're going to date in high school, but, like, you don't know how long that relationship's going to last. You don't want them to spend all their money on you, and then, like, let's say you two break up.
Or you just pay for yourself.
That, too. But, like, I kind of like the idea of, like, you get this time, I'll get next time.
Like, I'm the kind of person where, like, let's say I spend $10 on you, I'm not going to make you pay or, like, give me back $10. Just, like, pay for, like, a drink or something. Like, you know, like, it doesn't have to be, like, evened out, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, if I pay for something for you, just, like, pay, get me something or whatever. It doesn't have, like, to be exact.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's
like you get them, like, food, then they get you, like, a drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
It's
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I
and my mom's talking to my dog, so you hear that in the background.
I wanna go to, you know, I'd wanna go to, with like as a date, I don't think it would be like a first date or anything, but like after a few and we're like good, you know? Like a Lollapalooza or like a music festival.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I wanna go there with someone.
Dude, I was supposed to, but, like...
I just...
Oh, are we...
Bro.
Go.
Up.
I just went to a music festival.
Oh, yeah, wait, where did... What? It was, yeah, I it meant
was,
to ask you.
It was the Picnic Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw a lot that night. A girl... There was a group of three girls in front of us. This was one of the things. A group of three girls that were, like, walking in front of us. And one girl, because it was, like, levels. And there was, like, it was cement. But it was only, like, a foot over the ground underneath it. And it was, like, there's a railing, like, a short railing, though. It was, like, only up to your knees. The girl dove over the railing. The band wasn't even playing yet. And she was already so drunk. And she just... wiped out, and she had black and blue all over her face. She was bleeding. It was so bad. Like, people were surrounding her. They had to pull her out on a wheelchair. Like, she landed face first.
Oh, my Lord.
And then there's another dude who threw up in front of us.
Ew.
And then there was another couple behind us that was, like, a biker couple, and they looked like Harley Davidson over there. And they were, like, screaming at each other, like, you, if you leave, I'm done. And I was like, ooh.
How can you even, like, enjoy the concert,
I don't know why you would even go, though.
Like, on Saturday, I'm seeing Bozzy and 5SOS and Ava Max and Loud Luxury. I'm so excited.
Must be nice. Yeah. Actually, I just went to two concerts. I can't really talk.
Exactly. And then I saw my husband Juice WRLD.
Fuck you.
He's gorgeous.
I know. Beautiful. I was literally crying looking at my phone. I was like...
He's my lock screen. Because he's a Sox fan, and I'm a Sox fan, and they made a jersey for him. And I want that jersey so bad. I'm going to look on eBay.
I never really... I'm not too into the whole rap thing. Like, I like rap, and I'll listen to it if it's, like, a popular song. But, like, I wouldn't, like...
I listen to rap and country.
Listen to an album.
I do not listen to country.
I listen to rap and country.
Country.
It's like,
oh.
I love country.
Rumors.
Wait. I sent you the picture. I was like, listen to Rumor by Luke Bryce.
That's the one. That's so one of my favorite now. Oh, you know what's another one? Is Whiskey Glasses. I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses. There's been a lot of singing today.
I like Juice WRLD and A Boogie.
Boogie with a hoodie?
Yeah. He's my second favorite.
I like Juice WRLD and Lil Tecca. Have you listened to Lil Tecca?
No.
Really? Yeah. Ransom? Love Me?
No.
He's like newish.
Really?
Yeah.
I listened to, okay.
He got on Rap Caviar in like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should listen to
this. You know what's, okay, this is kind of bad to say, and I don't want any of these fans to like come for me.
Oh, God.
But you know, XXXTentacion, yeah. I only heard about him because he died.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's the only reason I knew who he was.
Well, you don't listen to rap.
I don't, though, right? But then, like, I said that once, and then they're like,
Oh my God,
that's so horrible to say. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't listen to him. I'm like, dead ass. That's the only reason I know who he is. And then it's like, I listen to some of his songs now, and they're not bad. Like, Moonlight.
I knew of him, and then
I started listening to him after he passed away, though, which was, like, well, I knew of him, but I didn't listen to him.
The only song I listened to before he died was Jocelyn Flores.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Moonlight or something.
When he passed away, he got a lot of clout. Mm-hmm. And that's really bad to say, but it's just facts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Post Malone.
I like Post Malone.
He's my favorite. He's like my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Like, if I met Post Malone, I would break down crying.
You should go to a concert.
If I saw Justin Bieber, I would cry.
If I saw Post Malone,
if I saw Khaled, oh, if
he's
I saw Khaled,
he's coming. I know.
Can we go?
I think the tickets are probably all sold out by now.
I'll go on Ticketmaster right now.
Yeah, you can go. You can look at that. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, so stereotypes.
I feel like it's like just a high school stereotype.
Also, just like if you are good at art, what? Like, you're considered weird. Or is that just me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
That's like, so stupid. Like, people have a talent for art, and then people just call them weird. I'm like, yeah, maybe they draw, like, weird things, but, like...
The tickets are $50.
Let's go! God. When? When's the concert?
It's July 25th. It's a Thursday. At 7:30 at the United Center, which is nice. Oh, it's not at Soldier
Wait,
Field.
I know what you're... Wait, where are the seats, though?
It's section 303, and 303 is at the top.
So it's, like, we'd be looking down.
Which, personally, well, you don't want to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floor is super expensive. And the general admission floor ticket is $155. So, I don't
know. I'm good.
Section, like, 202, which is, like, oh, that's still it is sold out. There's only, like, resale tickets. Except for the very top.
Well, that's because you can't see anything.
Guess we're going to the very top.
You can't freaking see anything. That's why.
Yeah, the very top is like $50. 50 to like 70.
Oh, dang. Wow. Okay, I have to use the little... I have to use the little... I have to use the little woman's room. So, Kayla and Lydia are going to talk.
Hey, guys.
Don't talk. Too much shit about me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Josie's a terrible person.
Go pee. Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. Okay. She's not a terrible person.
I mean, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Anyway, so... Lydia likes to laugh at me a lot.
I laugh at everything. It's so bad. I know.
You know what? Wait, can I name his name?
What's
up
there?
Yeah. Okay, we went to Six Flags.
And I laughed at everything that kid said.
And he's like, why does she laugh at everything?
I know.
It's kind of weird. I'm like, so bad. He was like, I guess I'm just really funny today. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, like, even with one of my good friends was really funny, and if he listens to this, he'll know who he is, but he always says that I laugh at everything, and it makes him, like, feel good, because it makes me feel like he's funny, and I'm I laugh at the stupidest things.
I know, you laugh at everything.
I know.
I'm just like, okay.
Even, like, when someone falls, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it'll be in the hallway, someone, like, drops their books, and I'll just die. I'll just die laughing. It's so bad.
Just by yourself. Just laughing by yourself.
I'll be in the hallway. I'm like, did you see that? a nice person. I promise. Oh, what is that?
There's this weird sculpture in Chelsea's room. It's like... it's like... don't drop it. Can you put it on?
You trick-ass pig. Dude, listen. This is good as hell. That was one of the better ones. Fucking art. I was a beast.
Better ones. I got student of the quarter. So.
I got student of the quarter.
Okay.
I got student of the quarter for the home ec one, like the
IT.
No, not IT.
Oh, God, exploration.
IT. Yeah, I got like the cooking.
All right, Josie's back, everyone.
Did you talk shit about me?
A little bit.
Did you actually talk?
No.
You're talking about how I laugh at everything.
Yeah. And it makes people feel good about themselves.
It makes me feel so funny.
Yeah. I know. That's what
everyone says. I'm like,
it does.
It's just who I am.
But I'm not.
When I'm around Lydia, I just say stuff and I'm like, I guess that was funny.
Wow.
No offense. No offense or anything, but like.
Okay, no, that's not funny.
You're mean. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Okay, everyone.
You should laugh at that.
Okay, everyone. Hello?
Would you laugh at me laughing at that? Okay.
Josie?
What? Did you turn it off? Has it even been recording? Oh, it is recording. Don't you worry.
We weren't recording that entire time.
It's been 3 minutes and 45 seconds. So, I don't know. How have you guys been this summer? How's your summer been going, Lydia?
Good, because I just got back from vacation. Literally, I've only had, like, a solid week of, like, summer.
School, summer, like, Villa Park summer.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm happy that I have, like, the entire summer ahead of me to just, like, chill. No.
Guys, I might work at Baskin-Robbins. No big deal, though. Gonna work at Baskin-Robbins.
How's your summer, Josie?
It's been all right. Nothing too crazy, you know. I'm going to Florida, though. Amen. Get to leave.
Whatever.
Get to leave.
I hope you know you're stuffing me in a carry-on bag.
And you're coming?
Yeah.
We'll film podcasts. And we'll FaceTime Kayla and film podcasts.
We should do a group FaceTime.
Oh. Should we try and film a podcast on our FaceTime?
That would be so bad. People would be like, oh my god, this is annoying. Please shut up.
That's probably what they've been thinking this whole episode. I don't even know what we've been talking about.
We literally got off
okay,
topic.
Wait, here's the options for when I post this. I could either post this when I'm on vacation, or I could post this today.
Today.
Okay.
Because so. I need to post it. Hey.
Okay, I'll post it. I'll post it today.
I'm in town. Party's going down. Is that my spam? Shooting down.
Wait,
that's the song he opened with.
Okay.
It was so good.
Do you have any... Do you think we should start to wrap it up now?
I think so.
Any parting words?
I think this was a good episode.
Any parting words? You don't know the
don't
next time
to
you're
ask
be
us
on
out
here.
On a date.
Yeah.
Boys, advice for you is take a girl on a date. Don't be lame. Be interesting.
be
funny. Girls like funny guys.
Yeah, girls love funny guys.
If you make me laugh, I'm already in love with you, dude. Like, honestly.
Which isn't that hard.
And
so, honestly. So, guys, Lydia is open.
Yeah.
To any and all. So, any parting words you want to say, Lydia?
Prefer.
Brown boys. She likes brown boys. Mexican. Beaners.
Not technically.
Cut that.
No, you already said it.
I thought it was fine because I was on FaceTime with a Mexican guy last night and he was like, oh yeah, you can say beaners. And I was like, oh really?
He's trying to mess you up.
I don't know what's happening.
Anyway, she doesn't mean any harm by that. So
I'm sorry.
So, I think that's about it. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good episode. I hope you all have another great day ahead of you. Go out, have some fun. It's summer. Let's live your life to the
ask
fullest.
Ask a girl on a date.
Yes, actually.
On a date, not to
YOLO.
Ask a girl on a date. You like a girl? Full send it. Ask her to get some froyo downtown she Elmhurst, if yes. you live here, be like, yo, let's get some frozen yogurt. And she'll be like, yes.
No girl, like yeah, no girl will say no to Froyo.
For real.
Oh my gosh.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
If you're lactose intolerant, you know, you can always, like, go to the park.
Get some water.
Go to the park.
Like, if you're vegan.
Wanna get some water?
Well, anyway, hope you all have a good day.
And see you later, alligator.
And we will see you later. Goodbye.